USA Radio News.
Missiles, rockets, and anti-tank weapons will form part of a new security assistance package for Ukraine. That's according to the Defense Department, and it came hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin signaled an end to his mobilization drive. This new package is valued up to $725 million. The U.S. has already contributed approximately $17.6 billion in security assistance since the beginning of Russia's unprovoked invasion on February 24th. President Joe Biden says that the economy is, quote, strong as hell.
I'm not concerned about the defense of the dollar. I'm concerned about the rest of the world. Does that make sense? Our economy is strong as hell in the internal world.
The comment came during a conversation with a reporter at a Baskin-Robbins in Portland, Oregon, who asked the president if he had any worry about the strength of the U.S. dollar amid rising inflation. Elon Musk is now saying his company, SpaceX, will keep funding the Ukrainian government, quote, for free, in a tweet. The announcement came after Musk asked the U.S. Defense Department to take over funding the Starlink satellite network. Tony Maruso has the latest on the rescue efforts that happened for a hiker in Washington.
A heart-pounding rescue in the deep woods of Washington this week after rescue teams battled whipping winds and steep drops to save a hiker trapped beneath a boulder the size of a refrigerator. Rescuers say it took them nearly 3 hours to reach him using ropes to carefully scale the treacherous terrain and then another 2 hours to pry him free. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Workers at an Apple store in Oklahoma City voted to unionize, making it the second unionized Apple store in the U.S. in a matter of months. This is according to the Federal Labor Board. Graham DeYoung, an employee of the Apple store that voted.
I just think Apple is, you know, generally so progressive and liberal that, you know, that it wouldn't have been so difficult for us.
Workers' discontent has invigorated the labor movements at several major companies in the U.S. in wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, which triggered tensions over sick leave policies, scheduling, and other issues. The Louisville Zoo in Kentucky has announced the death of the world's second oldest gorilla, Helen. The Western Lowland Gorilla, affectionately known as the Grand Dame, was 64, outliving the typical median life expectancy of female zoo gorillas, which is just 39 years. She had recently developed increasing instability and tremors, so her caregivers made the decision to euthanize her. A Good Samaritan in Florida discovered over $150,000 worth of cocaine that washed up on the shoreline and handed it to authorities, according to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... Oh, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.